Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're really jumping into the world of sales. Speed, efficiency, it's all key.
Absolutely. And right there in the middle for so many businesses, Salesforce Sales Cloud.
It really is a global leader in CRM, isn't it? Helping teams sell smarter, faster.
Yeah, all the way from getting that first lead right through to keeping customers loyal for the long haul.
And it's not just talk. There's that stat, right? About productivity.
Oh, yeah. The 44% increase is pretty remarkable. Mm-hmm. Companies using Sales Cloud are seeing that kind of jump.
44%. That's huge.
It really is. And, you know, it's more than just doing more stuff. It often changes how sales teams actually work.
How so?
Well, they move away from just admin tasks being reactive.
Right.
And towards being more proactive, using data, thinking strategically. It kind of turns sales into less of an art, maybe more of a science.
And that hits the bottom line, obviously.
Exactly.
Okay, so a 44% increase is amazing, but what's the catch? Or maybe, what's the common mistake people make trying to get there? Because you don't just, like, fall into that kind of improvement.
Yeah, that's a great question. A really common misstep is thinking the software itself is the magic wand.
Oh.
The platform's incredibly powerful, no doubt, but it's real potential. That only happens when it's tailored perfectly to your business. Your specific processes, your goals.
So just installing it isn't enough?
Not really. You get the biggest bang for your buck when it's integrated smoothly, fits how you work now and where you want to go. And, well, that's where a good implementation partner is just crucial.
Makes sense. So that's our mission for this deep dive then. We're going to unpack the whole world of these Salesforce Sales Cloud implementation partners.
Right. Look at some of the top players, the innovators for, say, 2025.
And critically, we want to give you the tools, the criteria you need to evaluate them. To pick the best one for your situation, to really maximize that Salesforce investment.
Exactly. Helping you get the most out of it.
Okay, so we know why partners matter. Let's get into the landscape now. An implementation partner isn't just installing software, as you said.
No, not at all. They're really transformers. Taking a powerful tool like Sales Cloud and making it a custom fit for your specific business.
And the right partner. Well, that's different for everyone, isn't it? Depends on your specific needs.
Totally. One size definitely does not fit all here.
Yeah.
But we've got a really interesting list to look at.
So where do we start? Who's making waves?
Well, leading the charge, especially with a really innovative angle, is GetGenerative.ai.
GetGenerative.ai art. Okay. What's their story?
What's really striking is they bill themselves as the world's first AI-native Salesforce consulting partner.
AI-native. Okay, that sounds different. How does that actually work in practice?
Well, instead of the usual way, you know, lots of people, lots of time, very resource heavy.
Right, the traditional model.
Exactly. They use specialized AI agents for different parts of the project.
AI agents? Tell me more.
Yeah, so they have like a pre-sales agent. It generates proposals, estimates, solution blueprints almost instantly.
Wow, okay.
Then a design agent translates the business needs into user stories, detailed designs. Build and code agents actually auto-generate Apex code, configuration workbooks, even integrations.
So the AI is doing a lot of the heavy lifting, the more repetitive configuration and coding tasks.
Precisely. And there's a test agent too. It creates test cases, runs them, logs the bugs it finds.
That sounds incredibly efficient. Takes the grunt work out, like you said, lets the human consultants focus on the strategy, the complete stuff.
That's the idea.
Right.
That's how they can claim, you know, delivering projects up to 10 times faster.
10 times faster. That's a bold claim.
It is. And to round it out, they have a support agent that uses AI to diagnose and fix issues in Salesforce environments.
So it's end-to-end AI assistance.
Pretty much. This whole AI-driven model is their foundation for that speed and precision. And they back it up over 200 successful projects, 8-plus countries.
Impressive track record. What about security? That's always a concern with AI and data.
Good point. They're ISO 27701 and SOC2 compliant.
Okay, so they meet those tough international standards for information security and data management. That's crucial reassurance.
Absolutely. Peace of mind when you're dealing with sensitive business data.
GetGenerative.ai definitely sounds like a game changer with that AI native approach. Sets a new benchmark, maybe.
It's certainly pushing the envelope.
But, you know, the Salesforce ecosystem is huge. It thrives on diversity. So while AI is super compelling, there are other great partners out there with different strengths, right?
Oh, absolutely. It's not just about AI. For instance, you've got Tech4 Services. They're based in Australia.
Okay. What's their niche?
Known for having a really deep bench, over 150 Salesforce certifications. They focus on comprehensive, end-to-end digital transformation projects.
So breadth and depth of certified expertise there.
Exactly. Then there's Manrest Technologies. They often get highlighted for complex customizations and, importantly, building really strong long-term relationships with clients.
That long-term view is interesting. It's not just about the initial project.
Right. It suggests they really understand how a business evolves, and they build solutions that can grow with the company, anticipating future needs.
And Stratoform Business Solutions sounds similar, prioritizing personal partnerships.
Yeah, very much so. Praised for being flexible, personable, really focusing on that tailored solution feel.
Okay, what about Cloud Kettle? They're a summit partner, right? That's a high tier.
It is. Cloud Kettle stands out for expertise in revenue operations.
Mm-hmm.
So basically optimizing and connecting sales, marketing, service to really drive revenue.
Ah, the whole RevOps alignment. That's huge for many companies.
Definitely. And they're SSE 2, Type 2 compliant. Mm. Big focus on security, especially in North America.
Then there's KSolves.
Yep. KSolves. They bring about a decade of experience in Salesforce CRM Lightning development. But what's interesting is they also bring in big data, AI, machine learning expertise.
So more of a holistic digital transformation angle, combining Salesforce with other advanced tech.
Exactly. They connect the dots.
What about partners focused on specific industries? That seems important too.
Crucial. Like Comnexa Limited. They specialize in financial and professional services. Really strong track record with Salesforce Financial Services Cloud.
Got it. And technology minds.
They focus on efficient, cost-effective consulting, strong domain knowledge too, particularly in finance, real estate, and e-commerce.
Okay. How about smaller businesses or nonprofits? Any specialists there?
Zahn Projects LTD, based in the UK, focuses exactly there, helping SMEs and charities with digital transformation. Very personalized support approach.
Good to know. And finally, Arca Softwares.
Arca Softwares, yeah. Over 10 years in the game, loads of successful app launches, over 600. They have strong focus on product engineering, helping companies use Salesforce and digital tools to penetrate global markets.
So really helping companies scale internationally.
That seems to be a key strength.
Okay. That's a great overview of some key players showcasing a lot of different strengths and focuses.
A real variety out there.
So now the big question for you listening, how do you actually choose? How do you sort through all this talent and find the perfect partner for your Sales Cloud project?
Yeah, this is where it gets practical. Let's talk about the key things you really need to look at.
What's number one on the list?
First up, got to be Salesforce certifications and expertise.
Okay, we mentioned TechForce had a lot. Why is this so critical?
Well, the number of certified pros is one thing, but it's also the type of certifications. They're solid proof of a partner's capabilities.
It's more than just a badge then.
Oh, yeah. It shows they've invested in the knowledge.
Mm.
It means they can probably go beyond just the standard setup and really customize things smartly for you.
What specific certifications should people look for?
Definitely look for a Sales Cloud Consultant. That's table stakes. But also Application Architect, Integration Architect.
Yeah.
These show they can handle the more complex technical design and data flow aspects.
Right. The whole tech stack, not just the surface level.
Exactly. Number two, industry-specific knowledge. This is huge.
Why is that? Isn't CRM pretty standard?
Not at all, actually. It needs very wildly. Think about healthcare. You absolutely need hyperpay compliance, strict data privacy.
Okay, yeah.
Or fintech. They need integrations with complex regulatory systems. You need a partner who gets your industry-specific challenges and rules.
So look for partners who've worked in your sector before.
Absolutely. Like we mentioned, Silverline focusing on financial services and healthcare.
Yeah.
Or Coastal Cloud. They have deep experience in nonprofits, healthcare, aerospace.
And how do you verify this?
Ask for case studies. Look for client references specifically in your industry. That's non-negotiable, really.
Makes sense. What's next after industry fit?
Their proven delivery track record.
Yeah.
You need to know they can actually deliver.
How do you assess that beyond just what they say?
Look for objective data. Check their profile on the Salesforce App Exchange. Look at their website. How many Salesforce projects have they actually completed?
Right.
What are their client retention rates like? Do clients stick with them? And look for CSAT scores, customer satisfaction ratings.
Any other indicators?
Yeah, things like analyst recognition or Salesforce Partner Innovation Awards. Those are good signs they're consistently performing well.
Got it. Track record is key. Now,
yeah.
What about the future? Tech changes so fast.
Exactly. Which brings us to point four, AI and data innovation capabilities. This is becoming absolutely paramount.
Especially with Salesforce rolling out things like Einstein AI, Agentforce Data Cloud.
Precisely. Your partner needs to be not just aware of these, but actively working with them, ahead of the curve.
So AI and CRM isn't just a nice to have anymore.
Definitely not. It's rapidly becoming a competitive differentiator.
Yeah.
It helps sales teams predict customer needs, personalize interactions, prioritize leads. It's powerful stuff.
So who are some partners leading in this AI and data space?
Well, you've got the big players like Deloitte and Accenture that are involved in the global rollout of Agentforce.
Okay.
Then specialists like Atrium. They focus heavily on CRM analytics, AI, predictive modeling, really pushing what's possible with data.
Anyone else?
Coastal Cloud, again, they're known for helping companies align Sales Cloud with Data Cloud and Tableau CRM. Shows they're thinking strategically about data.
Good examples. So beyond the tech and the initial setup, what else? Projects don't just end at go live, do they?
Huh, definitely not. Which leads perfectly to number 5, full lifecycle services.
Meaning
the best partners offer way more than just the initial deployment. You need ongoing support.
Like what specifically?
Things like change management and training, absolutely vital for getting your team to actually use this system effectively.
Right. User adoption. Yeah, that can be a struggle.
Totally. Also, post-go-live managed services for ongoing support, clear release management processes, governance frameworks, and continuous optimization. Your business changes, your Salesforce should too.
So it's about the long game, ensuring you get value year after year and not just on day one.
Exactly. It's about sustained ROI and making sure the platform evolves with you.
Okay, one last criteria.
Yes, and it's a bit softer, but just as important. Culture fit and delivery methodology.
Culture fit, how do you assess that?
You need to feel comfortable with how they work. Does their agility, their communication style, their whole delivery approach mesh with how your organization operates?
So ask practical questions.
Definitely. Ask them. Do you use Agile, Waterfall, a hybrid? How responsive is the team typically? How transparent are they with progress and issues? What's the escalation path if something goes wrong?
Good points. And does size matter? Boutique firm versus a big global one?
It can. Boutique firms might offer, you know, faster turnaround, maybe more personalized service, great for specific agile projects, perhaps.
And the global SS.
They bring scale, often deep vertical expertise across many industries, and that global reach for larger, more complex rollouts. There's no single right answer. It's about matching their style and scale to your project and your company culture.
That makes a lot of sense, finding that right match across all these areas.
It's the key.
Okay, so as we kind of wrap up this deep dive, it feels really clear that choosing your Salesforce Sales Cloud implementation partner is, well, it's a really big decision.
Absolutely pivotal. It can genuinely make or break how much efficiency and growth you get out of Sales Cloud.
So hopefully we've given you a good look at some of the leaders out there, the innovators.
Yeah, from the AI native approach to deep industry specialists.
And more importantly, we've armed you with those key criteria, the certifications, industry knowledge, track record, AI readiness, lifecycle services, and culture fit to really make an informed choice, one that's tailored specifically for you.
That's the goal, empowering you to choose wisely.
So as a final thought, what's really interesting, and we touched on it a lot, is just how fast AI is changing CRM implementation.
It really is accelerating. And thinking about that, as you consider your next steps, maybe reflect on how staying on top of these AI innovations could genuinely redefine what's possible for your sales team.
Moving beyond just basic automation.
Exactly. Towards truly intelligent, predictive sales. Maybe even think about how an AI-native approach, like the GetGenerative.ai model we discussed, could potentially shape your own Salesforce journey in the future.
Food for thought. The landscape is definitely changing fast. Embracing some of these new ways of working could be that next big leap towards really smashing those sales goals.
Couldn't agree more. It's an exciting time.